This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
What is state government going to do about the roads? That's the big question this legislative session, and joining me to talk about that are today's political commentators, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan State Senate, and T.J. Buchholz, President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. The Republicans in the legislature say they're passing a budget now and will deal with finding money for the roads later. Ken, what do you think of that plan?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to work. But, you know, for the record, I mean, I'm already on record as supporting a 47-cent increase in the gas tax, although I would phase it in over a longer period of time than Governor Whitmer. But, you know, normally right now when you're talking about the budget, you sort of are in a state where, you know, the governor says, look, here are my priorities. The legislature says, here's our priorities. And you sort of know how much money you're going to be able to spend. But that's what's different right now is they don't know how much money they're going to be able to spend because the governor has made the gas tax increase such a part of the budget because she wants to use the general fund for other purposes. And I don't have a crystal ball as to what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. I just know you got to do a budget by October 1, and you have to fix the roads.
TJ, budget first, solution for the roads later. What's your take on that?
Well, I think the governor is in a space where she was elected to office on the notion that she would fix the roads. And I think that, you know, for some of the criticism that perhaps has been out there from people who watch it casually, she promised a comprehensive solution, the $2.5 billion that I think every expert really on both sides of the aisle believe needs to solve the problem long term. And she's done that in a gas tax. She also knows that the longer that we wait, the more this problem will cost. We've kicked the can down the road far too often, and she's trying to address it comprehensively. You know, the $1.2 billion, as suggested by Republicans in the legislature, just doesn't solve the problem. And each day we wait, our roads are only getting crumblier. You know, what I like about the governor's approach to this point is she's actually put out this kind of game show graphic where she says, here's the kind of deal I will accept. And one of the things that is sacrosanct for her is this number of $2.5 billion to fix the roads. And I'm not sure that she cares as much of how we get there, but she's trying to address the problem comprehensively right out of the gate.
Lester, can I add something?
Sure.
Apologize for interrupting. I think the Republicans in the legislature are in a bit of a tough spot in their statement or belief that, well, we're going to separate road funding from the budget. We don't agree with the governor for mixing those, but they're the ones who did it originally when they started using the general fund to go into road maintenance. So they're the ones who started this kind of mixing the general fund and the annual budget with road funding. And it's really not Governor Whitmer who began that.
There are a few scenarios out there. The House is working on a road plan. The Senate's working on a road plan. The governor's been touring the state trying to drum up support for her road plan, which requires that gas tax increase. But by the way, everybody loves the idea of fixing the roads. Nobody wants to pay for that. So the governor says she won't really sign the budget without some kind of road plan. What are the odds the Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer huddle up and actually find a compromise road plan?
Well, I think the odds are very good. When the governor first proposed her roads plan, you know, the $2.5 billion and most of it in a gas tax increase, I mean, there was a lot of heartburn. I think there still is a lot of heartburn among legislative leaders, even on the Democratic side. But at the end of the day, I haven't heard a lot of acrimony around the notion that this is the number we need to really solve our problem long term. You know, Senator Shirkey, you know, Speaker Chatfield have said that there has to be some sort of additional revenue here if we expect to make progress on improving our roads. So I think it's a matter of degrees. I do think that there will be a compromise. I'm not sure that Governor Whitmer will get the 45 cents that she wants to in a gas tax, but I think that it will probably be a compromise of a number of things. But at the end of the day, you know, I know the governor will not support a plan and will not support a budget that does not add up to $2.5 billion for road funding.
Ken, do you think the leaders and the governor can get together and make something happen?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball on this. I do know one thing. You need a budget by October 1, and I doubt very much there's going to be a government shutdown. So I guess that forces me into optimism.
Okay, forces you into optimism. I like that. Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Senate. TJ, good to have you on while Vicky Barnett is out for a couple of weeks. He is the president of Vanguard Public Affairs. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Lester.
Thank you very much.